The hot real estate market in New York City appears to be cooling down. Total real estate sales in Manhattan have fallen 17% compared to the same quarter a year ago. That's according to a new report from Douglas Elliman Real Estate and the real estate appraisers Miller Samuel. That report also said that the average sales price fell 5% year over year, although that average is still $2.1 million. Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent and co-host of Velshi and Rule, joins us from that expensive city of New York right now. Ali, what's going on? Why are sales falling in Manhattan?
Well, so there's a few things. You talked about the total sales that fell, but you know, in Manhattan, you have to measure it different ways. So we sell a lot of houses here. Between April 1st and June 30th, there were 2,629 real estate closings. But that's the lowest for the second quarter in 9 years. And while you talk about the average, I sometimes like to look at the median, the price at which half of all houses sold for more and half for less. That's down 7.5% from a year earlier. The number of homes that sell above their asking price or that trigger a bidding war is at a 6-year low. The apartments that sold at a discount to their asking price, that's now also low. So obviously, the simple answer is it's supply and demand. There's a glut. If you look at the skyline in Manhattan, you probably see fewer cranes than you used to. But we have built a lot of apartments in the last several years, and there are more apartments than there are bidders at the moment.
So there's a glut, but also cities like New York and Miami and other places have seen a lot of investment from foreign investors.
Yes.
And I know that's starting to fall as well.
For a lot of reasons. There's a lot more scrutiny on foreign investors. The inventory of luxury apartments is actually up 10% over the last quarter, the same quarter last year, because that's where those cranes are. You're seeing really super expensive apartments being built, but they're now sitting on the market for an average of 6 months. The share of apartments that are being sold to foreign buyers is down by about 40% over the year. So the type of buyer moving into New York is shifting. Now, again, remember, this is cyclical. New York's an island. We don't have any more land. People are always going to come here. So, but for the moment, it's not being driven by foreigners. A lot of Chinese and a lot of Russians, Russians particularly parking their money here in case there was insecurity at home, and there's just a lot of money coming out of China. That's just slowing down a bit.
Is there any indication that this means something for those of us outside of New York City, that this signals something with the housing market nationwide?
You know, we've been in this housing boom for a little bit of time. These things do go in cycles. I would say that New York, Los Angeles, to some degree Chicago and Miami are driven by different things than the rest of the country is. These, you know, you talked about the average price. The average price of a whole home in New York is still, it's down 5%, but it's still $2.1 million.
Right.
So no, I would caution everybody, not even Boston. You know, these are unusual markets, these hyper global city markets in America. They're not necessarily reflective of the whole country.
Okay, and just in the few seconds we have left, if you've got any money left after you buy the $2.1 million condo, you might also be spending more on gas prices this holiday
weekend.
Yes.
Gas prices topped $75 a barrel for the first time in 5 years. They're hovering around there. There's an undersupply in a couple of places. There's also this business of Iran, the United States saying that it wants countries that buy oil from Iran to stop doing that.
Right.
Well, gas is going for $2.86 a gallon nationwide, so it's up quite a bit.
Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. Thank you. Have a great 4th of July.
You too.